Hello, listeners. This is Glenn Willis, the editor-in-chief of ITO America. Today I'm speaking with Janice Newell, the CIO of Swedish Medical Center in Seattle, Washington. The Swedish Medical Center is a 100-year-old medical center and the largest non-profit healthcare provider in the greater Seattle area. Janice has been with Swedish since 2006. She has an extensive strategic IT experience and a very strong business background. She most previously worked as the CIO at the Group Health Cooperative, a $2.5 billion integrated healthcare system. Janice, pleasure to speak with you today.
Nice to speak with you, Glenn.
So, Janice, we're here to discuss a number of areas that I'm sure our listeners will be fairly well engaged with much of the government and the economic stimulus plans that have been talked about. But much of it has been talk, and we're here to discuss with yourself what it has really meant from an implementation level within the electronic medical records field. This is the second time that you've personally taken part in an EMR implementation. What lessons did you learn yourself during the first implementation that helped you perhaps for this Swedish medical implementation?
There were actually a fair number that I learned. Certainly the foremost lesson I learned, which I already knew, but EMR implementations definitely are not IT projects. They are cultural change projects for healthcare providers, and the projects need to be structured in a way that reflects that. In other words, they need to have very, very heavy engagement and sponsorship from your medical staff and your operations staff. And I think closely tied to that is the fact that really the most challenging part of these projects is cultural change. It's the cultural change. It's not getting the system built. That can always happen. But when all of the providers have to change the way that they do things, that's more challenging. I think probably another key lesson that I brought over from Group Health is to limit the amount of design work that we did up front before implementing the system, because when people have not been using this technology before and you ask them questions about how they want it designed, they really don't have a good context to answer the questions from. And so what we find is if we just get the system in, letting them start using it, then they have a much better idea of really how they want that system to work for them. So probably the final point that I brought over is a reaffirmation that Epic Systems Corporation out of Madison, Wisconsin, and this is not a paid political advertisement, but for my money, they are really the best EMR vendor out there. They just had an integrated system that works.
And be it that you've been through Group Health before and probably had a number of kind of teething problems and were able to work through them at that group, brought through some of that experience then to the Swedish Medical Center, did you experience any hurdles during the first EMR implementation that did not occur then through Swedish Medical?
Absolutely. Probably the biggest hurdle was the fact that at Swedish, we were implementing the EMR not only in the clinic, in the clinics, but also in the hospitals. And the hospitals are just a completely different beast than clinics. Clinics are very predictable in the patients coming in and registering and going to see the doctor, and that needs to be documented, and they give them prescriptions. But when you get to a hospital, it's just completely different. There are a lot more players taking place in or participating in that patient's care. The pace of how quickly things happen is just dramatically different. Things happen at a very fast pace in a hospital compared to a clinic. And the amount of work that gets done on any patient is very, very different in a hospital. So while my experience at Group Health was helpful, now that I've done both a clinic and a hospital, the hospital is just orders of magnitude more complicated. Probably one other difference that is worthy of mentioning is the fact that at Group Health, it was actually a managed care organization, and so all the providers, all the docs using it were employed by the organization, as opposed to at Swedish, we have both employed physicians, but we also have an open medical staff where we have probably 1,500 providers that are not employed by the organization, but actually do a lot of their work here in the hospital. It's just a different model to implement in, and I would actually say that the providers probably have a louder voice in the open model like Swedish than they did at Group Health.
And be it that you didn't have those, I'll call them business leaders because that's what they really are when it comes to some of the operating staff and some of the physicians themselves within the provider, be it that they were kind of outsourced as staff, was it hard to get that buy-in that you needed from those areas of the hospital in order to do the best job that you could as a CIO?
Well, what we really did was we looked for the early adopters to create a critical mass. And once we got those critical or those early adopters and had them be a part of our implementation, then we were able to get the rest of the herd to join along with them.
Great. And you mentioned a little earlier on about Epic Systems, the Swedish EMR software provider, that those guys, if I'm correct in saying so, recently partnered with Apple and created one of many, and I think of 100,000 apps probably, but an iPhone app to allow mobile access to patient medical records. Are your doctors currently using this application, or is that something that you're considering as mobile within healthcare gets obviously is ever growing?
Yes, we will be adopting that application. We just have the one step we have to take first, in that we have to upgrade our version of Epic before we can implement their little iPhone app. And we're going to do that upgrade in May, and then we will have that app available to our doctors right away after that. And it is especially important, I think, for us to do that immediately, because the iPhone is becoming the de facto standard for our physicians for their PDAs.
Great. That's good to hear. And just in terms of where you guys are going this year, what goals do you hope to achieve concerning Swedish EMR systems in 2010 and onward?
A number of goals. One of them has to do with, as I mentioned, people don't really understand how they can use this technology to improve patient care and their operations until they actually get it. So for us, getting it installed was really just the beginning of the journey. And so we're focusing a lot of our effort on using the EMR for our care providers and our operating managers to really improve their operations. So to improve their standardization, to get rid of a lot of their manual paper-driven processes, improve the quality of the care since they have the information right there. So we're doing a lot of work in that arena. Another arena that we're going to spend a lot of time on this year is actually extending our Epic system to our affiliated groups. So now that the government has mandated that everybody needs to be using this technology within the next 5 to 7 years, these systems aren't going to be affordable for a whole lot of smaller groups. And so what we envision doing, and actually already have with one of our larger groups, is actually extending our Epic system into their offices for them to use in their offices. And we will just have one big database with all of the clinical information in it. And that has actually been a huge hit with the affiliated groups that do a lot of work at Swedish. Once again, because these systems are incredibly expensive, and they really can't afford them very well on their own.
You make a great point. Is there anything that you can share with our listeners as something that we haven't touched upon today in terms of words of guidance? Because some of the feedback that we are getting, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of hype. The government has jumped on the bandwagon with funding, and there's so much of information, first and foremost, and so many moving targets. Is there any feedback that you give to people that are in a stage right now of where do I start, how do I get started in terms of an implementation of an EMR?
How do I get started? It would depend on the size organization that was asking the question. If it was a large integrated organization like we are, that really provides care across the continuum, whether it's in the office or in the hospital or in the home, I would advise them to think very seriously about only going with an integrated system where you can have the same information on your patients across any of those settings. That's if you're a large organization. If you're a small organization, I think I'd advise you to take a serious look at what other organizations do you partner with, and is there a way that you all can go together to share systems or to buy the services of these systems from another larger organization? Because I think if everybody goes off and tries to do this on their own, instead of having a gazillion paper islands, we will just end up with more electronic islands that we have trouble sharing information across. So how can you do it with a larger organization or a lot of friends?
Well, Janice, thank you very much for speaking with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Janice Newell, the CIO of Swedish Medical Center. This interview is part of ITO America's Thought Leadership Series, an ongoing project that features one-on-one interviews with innovative thought leaders from major companies here in North America. To download today's podcast and any future podcasts, you can log on to www.itoamerica.com. Until the next time, thanks very much for joining.